The Russian oil company Yukos is suing the Russian government. Yukos wants to stop Russia from selling off Yukos' main asset, an oil production subsidiary. An auction is scheduled for Sunday. The surprising thing about this development is where Yukos filed its case, the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
This afternoon, federal bankruptcy judge Letitia Clark granted Yukos' request for a hearing tomorrow. She'll decide then if she has jurisdiction to tell the Russian government to stop its planned auction. Georgetown professor Anthony Clark Aaron says he doesn't expect the judge to intervene. He doubts she'll be willing to impose her will on the Russian government or to interfere in U.S. relations with Russia.
So it seems to me those are two options for the court, either to say sovereign immunity applies, you cannot bring suit against a foreign sovereign in U.S. courts, or the act of state doctrine applies. We're not going to pass judgment on what a foreign sovereign did in its territory.
Having a Russian company sue the Russian government in U.S. courts is not as unusual as it may seem. Aaron says that there are more and more such transnational lawsuits every year. But in this case, even if the court rules in Yukos' favor, it's unlikely to have much effect.
If for some reason federal district court said, you cannot do this, we're imposing an injunction, we're enjoining against the auction, the Russian government is not going to be in a situation where federal marshals are going to come to Russia, and as a consequence, they could take whatever action they felt was necessary.
This attempt to drag the Russian government, along with a handful of private Russian companies, into U.S. court shows just how desperate Yukos is. Laurent Rusekis of the consulting company Eurasia Group.
We're close to the end game, and most people, I think, know how it's going to play out. What we're seeing is Yukos management doing everything they can to raise obstacles and try to throw some barriers to the government doing what it intends to do on Sunday, which is auction off its main producing asset.
Rusekis says the trouble for Yukos started when its owner, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, squared off against Russian President Vladimir Putin last year. Khodorkovsky, one of the billionaire oligarchs to emerge in post-Soviet Russia, was financing Putin's political adversaries. But Yukos' financial statements and tax filings had so many shortcomings, they left Khodorkovsky and his company vulnerable to prosecution. Whatever happens in Houston tomorrow, Yukos will not long exist, Rusekis says. More than likely, this Sunday, the Russian government will proceed with the auction. Even if the sale raises the expected $15 to $18 billion, it will not cover the nearly $30 billion that Yukos owes the Russian government in back taxes.
The big blow will probably happen on Sunday. Perhaps it could get delayed a little bit. And then the sort of denouement where the rest of Yukos gets picked apart could take several more months.
Adam Davidson, NPR News, Washington.